You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Yo, back in effect. This is the Flavor Show. We're here. We're doing it again. It's Saturday, January 12th. One day past the greatest day of the year every year. That would be January 11th, which also happens to be my birthday. I am all of 51. Don't I look good? Don't I look good for 51? Don't sure. I look good? Don't I look good? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So we have our guests and our people here today. We have our host, co-host, Miss Tysia Pope, Mama Ty.
Gotta say Mama Ty.
Everything. Each time.
Government, you just Mama
add
Ty.
Add known every time.
Yeah, that's what it government. Is. That's what it is. Hello. And I also have here for the very first time, making her debut appearance, none other than my daughter, Morgan Braswell.
Hi.
Morgan Braswell. And she's here to give us her perspective. She don't want to be here, y'all. She really don't. But, you know, she'll thank me one day. She'll thank me one day. And soon, some way, somehow, we're going to have an appearance by the black man. I mean, you know, he's going to show up, I'm assuming.
Maybe.
That's what he told me, you know. He also told me that he had a hangover from another wild night. So
he's not coming.
We're very, very, very happy to hear about that. And don't think the drink's behind me. I didn't start that. That's Dave. But it is my birthday, so I probably will have one. Well, just saying, because it's my birthday. But we're going to talk about a few things today. You know, a little bit always off the cuff. And we're going to talk about this whole government shutdown piece because it's affecting a lot of people. And I think we really want to just hear or put out our thoughts on that. But more so, since this is 2019 and this is beginning of a new year, you know, the new year always gives us a chance to focus and see where we want to go, what we want to do, what we are accomplished, what we are working on. So with these beautiful people that I, you know, have around me, I just know they have such, you know, great, you know, points and things to share. Of what they have planned for this new year, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, she does. So, yeah, we're going to get into it. So, how many days is it for the shutdown?
21.
21?
21 days.
21 days? How many hours?
I don't know, like 22.
Mm-hmm. We'll go with something that. Like that.
Yeah. So, 21 days that government has been shut down. This is the longest shutdown in history. Am I correct to say
yes.
that?
Yes.
And it's over 800,000 workers displaced due to this.
Yes.
That's terrible.
800,000. At one point, I thought it was 80.
I was going to say, one of y'all said 80.
Yeah. And it's 800,000. 800,000 workers displaced.
And your president feels it's okay. Just start a barter system. Beg your landlord.
Wow.
Dog, you know I ain't got my money.
Right. And he said for you to tell your landlords would understand, that they will understand that it would be okay that they couldn't pay them to live in their house. Because they're standing up for something that's right and good.
They're standing up or they're forced to stand up.
Right. Right. That ain't standing
not their
up
choice.
They ain't working. Then, you know, you have all, what are the TSAs, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them start coming to work.
Yeah. So they had this video. I don't know how true it was on Facebook. And it was like how the workers are checking people since they would check. Like, all right, go ahead.
No, I would.
Just letting guns go. Hey, go ahead.
Why not?
That's ridiculous, man. So, again, this is Trump and his attempt to get a wall.
A tantrum. This is his tantrum.
Being a baby.
That has become a fence that is now a barrier. So, you know, it went from, I want this wall, then it was a big fence, and in his last speech, he described it as a barrier.
Deal barrier.
So they were cracking jokes on him because they said he, in his, when he was running, basically,
right.
he proposed that Mexico would pay for half right. of it. And then he reneged and was like, no, I didn't say that. I said that it would pay for itself over time. So, right. you know, he does what he does best.
Black man. Look at yeah, black
first thing
man.
You jump to?
All right.
I don't need no more. Hey.
Hi.
Yeah.
Don't need none more of that.
Okay.
Happy you don't birthday, need more my of that? Baby.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
51? 51. Fever ace.
He just don't
Fever
want to tell
ace.
You that.
Okay. 51. What engineer?
He left
he here. Where you at, man? You don't come in and check with people. Where? Oh, you know. Man.
He had a rough night, you said.
Yeah, right.
Rough night.
Yeah, okay. Well, jump in on this conversation. We'll give you a chance to.
You can't say what your rough night was.
Yeah, we'll give you a chance to talk about your rough night. But right now,
how my clearance lady doing today?
You know what? I thought about that. I owe you an apology. I gave him the finger last week, and I felt bad about that.
Oh, really?
Even though he put me on clearance.
Yeah, so why you feel bad about it?
I just felt some type of way. That was very.
Oh, wow. I appreciate it. That's mighty big of you.
I mean, after he told you, you couldn't sell nothing but.
I'm not studying black. Yeah, I know the things that could come out of his mouth.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway.
See, that show you how sweet I am.
And this is not a drink, y'all. This is actually nothing but.
Cranberry
and orange juice. Right.
For some strange reason, that's his favorite drink.
Yeah, that's
it. It's nasty.
Cranberry
and orange juice.
Wow.
With nothing in it but ice. He was preparing for that Tito's behind him, though.
What's that for?
Well, that's Dave. Dave is celebrating my birthday, too, without me knowing. He's just celebrating.
So, okay, well, where Dave at?
He went to go prepare his stomach first.
Right. But anyway, that's man, you broke up a conversation, man. We were talking because you were late, man.
Yeah.
So you don't come in and just, you know, you were late.
I'm
so
always
we was talking
late.
Yeah.
Shut down. 21 days, how you feel?
The government shut down. Quick.
Quit?
All employees should quit.
Are you planning to fly anytime soon?
Yeah, so what's...
I'm scared to fly. I saw when I came from to the airport how they was not searching anyone.
Yeah,
I'm not flying anywhere right now.
I just said that.
I'm just going to do a lot of driving if I just had to go anywhere.
Yeah, well, so that's the situation. So it's over 800,000 employees that are displaced because of this. 800,000 for 21 days. Because he wants to get his fence or his barrier up. And now he said on the campaign trail, what he did say is that the Mexican government would pay for
it. Would pay for
then,
it.
Then totally is what he said initially.
Totally.
And then he said it would be
retracting.
Yeah, or we'll do it half and half. Yep.
He want to put a fence up that's only going to take 10 minutes for them to climb over or 1 minute to go through the tunnel.
Yeah, right. Somebody going to let them through the door or whatever.
But, you know, that's what they get, though. Don't for all the supporters that voted for Trump.
Right.
It's just a smack in their face. This is what they get. I don't feel bad for them because this is who y'all put in office. Y'all put a
Well, what about the ones who didn't vote for them? You feel
quit.
Bad for those?
They should have been found another job.
Wow.
Yeah.
They should have found another job because they should have saw...
Oh, you mean the people actually up under him.
They should have saw the fuckery coming. Because this is not the first time he shut it down.
This is the first time he shut it down.
No, when they were shut down before, he was part of it. He didn't want to come in with the Democrat. When they shut down, this is the second time they've been shut down. Not been this long, though.
Obama had a government shut down when he was in office.
Trump had two.
Trump had two shut
down.
Yeah,
this is the second one.
It was a real minor.
Right.
But, tantrum about something.
So this is the longest shutdown.
But this is the true shutdown
in history, in the history of the United States. This is the longest shutdown.
Well, they gave before a lot of power.
Well, yeah, no doubt about that. No doubt about it.
Clowns
got
to entertain.
Yeah. You just wonder how these people paying their bills.
Well, he said that they should work on a barter system with their landlords. He said that, you know, they should be able to talk to their landlords and they will understand. Because this is for the good of the entire people.
Okay, you know what bugs me is he got rid of his paycheck.
He got rid of his
He's
paycheck.
He's still getting paid.
Yeah, right.
I wonder if he was the landlord, could we call
Hell
him
no.
and barter?
Right.
Hell no.
So all his tenants should say the exact same thing.
All right,
even
anybody,
if
you fuck me over.
We're just going to barter.
So and they'd be out on their ass in a minute.
No, they won't. They go to TV, put him on blast. But
they've been putting him on blast. Do you think he care?
Right.
He the same president to say that he grabbed the crouch.
He is. Yeah. He is.
So, and they talking about R. Kelly. Come on, stop.
Well, you said that last week.
I'm just saying, you know.
Skin color.
It is. Bill Cosby still waiting on R. Kelly to come.
Well,
and if he when he do come, he ain't gonna see him.
No, I doubt that. I doubt that very, very. Yeah, that's really something that's going on. That's really something that's going on. This has been a big year for that, obviously. But with this shutdown, also what we want to talk about today. I'm sorry, I swear. We want to talk about projections for this year for ourselves, or what we are planning, or what we see. Where is the culture shifts going? That's why it's good that we have you here today, because you can bring a whole different perspective to the table. Right. You know how the youth or our what are y'all millennials?
Generation.
Not millennials.
Generation.
You're what?
Generation Z.
Z.
Well, where'd that come from? Who made that up?
I have no idea.
You got the millennials, so generation the baby X. boom.
I ain't generation
lie.
Shit.
Yeah, you lie.
I've been in my own lane. I've been in my own lane since I came. I was hatched.
Yeah, you was hatched?
You
out of a
born
fear.
Born in Generation X, son. That's what
no, baby, you like. Was. I don't claim none of that.
How old are you?
Damn, man. You act like I'm a woman or something.
No, you acting like a woman like you can't tell how old you are.
That's just personal. You don't.
Your age is
yeah.
personal?
That's personal.
That's personal.
Your age is personal?
For a for guy.
Sure. Really?
Yeah.
No, you are acting like a bro. You are acting like a
you
real
ask
bro.
Because you going to tell me I'm born in Generation X? No.
You are born in Generation X, Rockhead.
I'm not.
You he said are. He was 50-something last, a couple weeks
no,
ago.
No, I didn't say that. He said that.
Because I know you were born.
Hey, he said that.
Yeah. Right.
Why but, you want to show your age?
Yeah, right. You want people to think you're young.
You want to show your age?
I can tell my age.
Okay, how old are you then?
36. I'll be 37 in May.
Oh, for real?
Yes, for real.
Okay. Mm. You still kind of old?
I don't give
no,
a
you
day.
Couldn't be that. You had to be a little, like, 15 more years younger to mess with R. Kelly.
Wow.
Or what about you? You said you like him 23, so I...
You too old for me.
So he R. Kelly-ish. He ain't R. Kelly.
He riding the borderline.
Just a little R. Kelly-ish.
And here's Dave. He's back.
That's what's up.
With no vittles. Hey, Dave.
Up. Hey.
They said you was down there replenishing your stomach.
I am. I mean, it's been a day so far.
See?
Okay.
Turn up was real.
Turn up was real last night. Boy, was it real.
That's all right, let's go ahead and get this out the way.
The future.
So, you Generation Z?
Yeah.
I think you just like Z because your dad got the Z in his name.
That's how.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's a tag. So, I mean, that's how they have it described. You could be whoever you want, but you were born during the era of Generation X. That's what you would be classified. You could be black, the individual, the creature that came from the moon that was hatched and all that, but whatever you want to be.
I was hatched in the field.
Yeah. Hatched in the field. Yeah. So you had to be from outer space or somewhere, right? Yeah. You came with a little.
I don't know if I was out
had,
of space.
They had a little a blanket. From
no, nah, I was like a potato. You like a potato
Superman.
Coming in the field.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but anyway, so we looking forward to 2019. You know, this is the beginning of the year, so at the beginning of the year, people do things like they try to plan or see what it's going to see themselves by the end of the year, set goals, you know. What's going to be a kind of. None of that happens with you, huh?
All the goals I got. And stay alive for 2019.
That's the only goal you have?
Yeah. Because anything else is uncivilized to me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't set goals. I just live.
So you don't set any goals?
No.
There's nothing
this
that
time,
you plan
I used
accomplish.
To those in. But this damn time, You just better try to survive the best way you can. With Trump in office.
I would hate to live that way.
Well,
I would hate to live.
It's been working for me. I'm fine. This is the way that
the
I live.
57 years,
live, yeah.
It has been working
I
for
I would
him.
Hate to
and
live.
And it works for me.
Cannot.
It does.
So, you do realize I know you.
Yeah. I know. You've been knowing me since we've been kids.
Right.
So, I live the way I live. And have I changed the way I've been living since you
so
know me?
So, you would not be telling the truth if you said you didn't set any goals?
I don't set no goals no more, Zen.
Since when?
Since Trump been in office.
Oh, okay. I changed that.
Since Trump been in office, I stopped setting goals.
Okay.
Because
so
you never, listen, you never know. Dealing with this president that you got here.
Trump doesn't stop anything that I'm doing.
No.
Trump doesn't stop. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do, whether it's Trump, Reagan, Bush, Clinton.
Are you traveling? You plan on getting on a plane type soon?
If I have to go somewhere, I will.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Okay. With them doing the half search, I'm still going to get on that plane.
Oh, I'm not.
It's a couple of things that are for, like you say, one for sure, two for certain. One, they don't take black hostages.
Oh, no, they ain't going to do that.
That never happens. So, I'm good. And two, I ain't just gonna let nobody. I'm gonna go down with a fight.
Hey, what about with the box cutter?
Yeah, ain't no box cutters happening. I'm just saying. I'm gonna be. I'd rather be stabbed up than killed through the plane crash. So either way. So yeah, I'm still gonna jump on.
What's meant to be will be. Regardless.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So if it's meant for you to drown, I mean, you're not going
to
burn up.
If it's meant for me to drown, burn up.
You ain't going
to
burn up.
Either way. Whatever my destiny is, it's going to be.
Okay. Yeah. You get them dinners together.
You said what?
You make sure you get them dinners together.
That was the coldest thing. He brought it back. He brought it up.
I like my
coworker.
I like my coworker. She's good people.
So with you, we could go right past you because you have no goals. You live life every day with no goal.
Just stay alive.
Stay alive. That's all you want.
I mean, because you got to realize, man, a lot of black men are dying.
So this is what correct. I want to say because we have, sort of like business together. So am I to believe that the business that we have together, you have
no
goal?
He has no plans for
that.
You handle it.
Every day, man.
You didn't say far as business. You said my goal of me setting my goals.
Well, I would hope
that's part of you.
Slow up now.
Hate that boss.
You slow up now.
Wow. Okay.
Stay alive. Keep making money.
Okay. All right. So would
start with the young lady.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I think so.
Yes.
I think so.
The youth.
I did want to hear that.
Because she should have all the admirations and all the goals, for sure.
Wow.
Pressure's on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because I feel like we on our last lap of the 440 anyway.
He put me on clearance and he just said, man. You was done.
Right.
We are done. What is wrong with you?
I ain't on my last lap yet.
Goodness. You said you wasn't on your last lap.
Shit.
Not reality, Sydney. Yeah, sure, Morgan. Tell us what are your plans and goals.
I don't really have any. Get into school. Don't be broke. That's really it. I don't have any.
So, okay.
You got to have a plan to do that.
Let me help you. I know.
Yeah.
Let me help you. You nervous? Relax. No. You not nervous?
No.
A little bit.
She just told your plan, and that wasn't good enough for you?
He wanted her to elaborate on it.
This generation doesn't really plan out things. We just kind of
roll with the flow.
Yeah.
Don't be black.
Yeah, don't.
But don't plan it out.
What is your plan? Not necessarily for the, what is your plan? Who are you? Tell people who you are. They don't know you. How old are you?
Okay.
Grades you're in, what school you go to. Explain. And then from that, I want to know what your plan is.
I'm Morgan. I'm 16. I go to West Bloomfield High School. And my plan is just to finish high school and get it over with. That is the plan.
You are so disappointed me right now.
What?
That's it.
Come on, that's not your only plan.
She just told you what the plan was, Pop.
I tell you this all the time. I just want to finish it.
You've been a father now. Set the father aside.
He's being a bully right now.
Yeah, because you're bullying her. We're not going to allow that. We know this is your daughter. We're not going to allow that. That's what's wrong with parents. Let them grow. That's her plan. But this might not be to your satisfaction.
Let me say this to you.
She has more of a plan. Let me say this to you.
I know what you finna say.
I'm about to say this one time to you.
You ain't got to say it.
Okay.
I already know what you finna say.
Because that's my daughter.
I understand.
Okay. And what you telling me about my daughter? Yeah. Okay.
What do you plan to go to school for?
There you
go. No.
Law. So you do have a plan.
Yeah.
See, it's not just make it past high school. Even though that's a different beast in itself.
Yeah.
I do understand the struggle. I have a 16-year-old, so trying to get y'all to go. But law school. Okay.
Yes.
All right, that's a great profession.
What type of law? Exactly. You don't know yet?
Civil rights.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
See, look at that.
You forced it.
And talk about the club that you started and the clubs you are... Talk about who you are, Morgan.
Oh my God. All right. I started a club this year called Current Events Club, where we just talk about what's going on, usually what's going on politically, but sometimes we'll do other things, and what's going on in different cultures, because my school is very diverse. I have a bunch of different people, and our exec board is very diverse. So if my friend who's Cambodian wants to talk about something that's going on over there, or my friend who's Indian wants to talk about something that's going on over there, we will.
What made you want to start that?
Last year, we had the March for Our Lives. And me and my friend was a part of it. Like, our schools did the walkout or whatever.
Right.
And I was sitting there, and I was like, wow, like, a bunch of teenagers actually care about this stuff. Like, that usually doesn't happen because, they all kind of suck. And we went out, and it was just like, it really opened my eyes. Like, we are really about to do something. This generation is really about to change something. So
it's very commendable.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Why do you believe that, that this generation is on the cusp of doing something great?
I think because we're starting to see that we don't have to wait till a certain point anymore because we have, like, social media. We have different things.
You
like
have different outlets.
If I want to say something, I can't say it no matter what. And I think we're going to use that to our advantage instead.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Who are some of the young leaders that you see out here that you admire for that braveness?
That braveness?
Or being those leaders that stand out, step out, speak out?
Well, right now, usually I follow, like, a lot of actresses, like Zendaya. She's a good leader because she's just, she talks what she wants to say, and she understands that her being lighter, she can't speak for everyone.
Right.
And I feel like that's a big thing because usually you only hear people with lighter complexions talk about everything, everybody. Right. And she understands, like, she will be the first to say, just because I'm light doesn't mean I can't talk about everyone. Right. I don't know the experience. And some other people that I don't remember their names. So
would you say Michelle Obama was kind of the peak of that for you?
Yeah, 100%. Seeing her, like, my brain just exploded. I was like, oh, my God. Because she is just the perfect definition of class and, like, smarts and excellence. So.
And she did law as well, right? Okay.
That's what's up.
Thank you, Morgan.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you for
that just made
sharing.
Him feel better. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he was upset. Him was mad.
I just wanted her to.
He wanted milk
share.
And cookie.
I just wanted her to share.
That's cool. That's
all, she know. Needed a little help.
Yeah,
you just and you did her. Well. You were. Thank you for stepping in.
Oh,
he was coming across.
He gonna give you a pat on the back, but he had the knife out for me.
Yeah, cool out. Yeah. So okay, Ty.
Oh, okay. So, like I mentioned before, I'm completing my master's in clinical mental health. I'll be done in May.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. I just started researching different schools for my PhD, keeping it going. Aside from that, like I told you, I have a 16-year-old. So my resources and everything is struggling getting her where she needs to be. Past that. Like Black surviving the Trump
era
situation. I have been exposed, so that's how I met this young man. Going into the
young
adolescent.
Yeah, that was good. Happy birthday.
Whew, era of teaching, because I was teaching adults, so learning that these babies need more of an outlet. They need somebody to talk to. So I'm kind of changing my direction. Before, my focus was addictions. And it very well may still be, but right now I'm seeing where the need is to be in the schools, just letting them talk. And I'm getting a lot of kids who are contacting me like, hey, Mama Ty, this. And it's stuff I don't want to hear. However, they don't have the outlet. They don't have parents that are like, okay, baby, tell me what's going on. I'm going to tell you right from wrong. And I have popped it too. No, you know that's wrong. Don't do it. So they need that. And as much as in the back of my head, I'm like, dang, you shouldn't have said that. Or you shouldn't have did that. But I'm realizing I'm getting more of a connection. So it's pretty much what I got planned.
That's what's up.
Okay. So what influenced you? What are your influences?
What are my influences? Like your baby here, Michelle Obama, for one, seeing a Black woman step up and not buying just bullshit, telling her, speaking her mind. That is for one. For two, I've always had a phenomenal role model in front of me, my mother.
Okay.
Aside from that, I don't know.
So has working with these young children, that changed how you've... You know, has it changed how you wanted to get your message out, or how you want to help or serve?
It has. Definitely when Sharonda's here, that is definitely a powerful young lady as well. Being under the leadership of her and you holding me down and my back and support of being there for this new experience. That alone, again, has helped. I do believe there was a destiny and there were things set for me to be there. That's why things happened.
For sure.
And it was definitely to open my eyes and be like, hey, this is something you need to look into. My instructor had told me in school that she felt that I would be very influential with adolescent girls or just girls in general. And okay. when I talked to her the other day and gave her the list and was just talking about a letter that I came up with to start sending out to parents, she was like, yeah. So when we're done with this, I want to send you to an alternative girls area because I do feel that you would be able to fit help. With those girls yeah. and help.
And they need
you
know, that.
They see a younger girl. I'm not on a clearance shelf and I'm not that old. But anyways, still able to survive. Can you not cook? A thought. I have been in some situations, so I can understand a lot, and I
just
prevail from
make
that.
Make sure you get the meals prepared.
I can cook, you so it's okay. I don't need to. No, I don't.
That's just a joke.
Right.
You got a lot going on. I respect that. I respect your hustle. Real talk. Even
Thank
though
you.
You might feel like I put you on the clearance list.
I mean, you put me on the clearance list, but that don't mean everybody put me on the clearance list.
Oh.
I'm filet mignon and some top.
Oh, you know what? That brain is for sure. That's a
it, it's more than just a brain.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, it's not your booty, it's your beauty. Huh?
It's the whole package, boo. I may not have a whole lot of booty, but it's okay.
Okay. Dig that.
Might want to take them knives out you, man. She cut you.
You know, I'm gonna let her get off on me. And I'm gonna take that. Because we got young Morgan right here. So she better get off while she can.
Right,
so,
okay.
That's what
you're saving me. Next okay. weekend,
right.
It's all. It's all right. I'm a big girl.
Okay, make sure you bring that. I got some money for a dinner plate.
Can you afford the dinner?
Ooh.
Cook and see.
Bet.
But the food got to be good now. Be good. Uh-huh. We ain't talking about no Taco Bell.
Yeah, Morgan, they not talk about food.
I got it.
Yeah. Last question, though. Do you think that you would like to do something of your own? Maybe a. You know, to work with young girls or you know what I'm saying? Do you see anything like that in your future? Nonprofit or some type of way we are working?
Yes. What direction and where exactly is going? Not really sure. Being over at the school, like I said, a lot of moms are either sick or they're not involved or they're deceased. And even go for the boys, but just the caring ear of having someone listen, but being able to know the proper care of hygiene and knowing what to do and take care of yourself,
exactly.
That is definitely not
important.
There.
It's important.
Not there at all. I'm looking at these babies and I'm like, not in a judgmental way, but it's like, wow, I want to help with things.
No one's
talking to you about that.
It, like,
but
wow,
I've talked to a lot of them and I know mom is not present or mom is too sick to do. So talking to different people, trying to put some things in order.
Okay.
But yes, definitely I would like to do something.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. And I say that I kind of just segue into my plans for 2019 and what me and my partner that doesn't set any goals. Have on the table, we have our nonprofit. We have a 501c3. And for Versatile Sports, Arts, and Recreation, well, we reach out to youth in those areas. And, you know, it might be a way that we could collaborate with you, you know, Miss Master's degrees and all, you know, to work with young youth and talking to them in those areas that you just suggested.
Yeah, because we definitely need to help the youth because.
Oh, that's a plan? Are you thinking of a plan?
Oh, all right. Hey, dog.
I'm just saying.
Oh, no. I'm going to let y'all get off on me today.
But I don't keep using Morgan as our path.
I told him when we talked, I said, I'm going to dial down because Morgan here.
And I also told you what the topics were. You came in here with, I'm just here to survive day to day.
I said the Trump
plans,
era.
Man, we ain't gonna stop our plan.
You gotta ask this question again past Trump, and then he'll give you another story.
Oh, okay.
He traumatized by Trump.
He's traumatized.
Very, very.
Trump should make your business better.
He do.
Okay. So
in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I'm scared. Hard times should make your business better.
Ooh,
you
wee.
Should be.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Don't pay him no attention. He know not what he speak.
go ahead. You was going to say something?
No, I just think that, you know, that is a hole where it definitely need to put some attention on.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It's not only just with the black kids, mm-hmm. the white kids, any color kids.
For sure.
Because they take everything away.
Yeah.
They build more prisons.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
More jails. They're taking away all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see that they tear a school down and they make it a strip mall, that let me know that The strip mall is more important than teaching these kids.
Not even teaching. We took away everything. So, prior to going into the whole mental health thing, since I was 16, I've been working in a dentist's office. And the only way that I was able to get in a dentist's office and explore that was Voltex. And we eliminated vocational studies from these kids. Not everybody is conditioned to go to college. Give them the alternative of being able to pick up a trade and survive. We eliminated that. So you're taking away that chance of showing creativity, which is what you're talking about bringing back. That would help a lot of these babies. You know, you have ones who do hair. They do nails. The whole barter system. In high school, that's where it starts at. Girl, let me braid your hair. All right, well, you do my lashes. Mm-hmm. You draw my eyebrows. However the case is going now. But being able to teach them, teach boys, teach them how to DJ, teach them how to cut hair, teach them things that can help them later on make a hustle the right way instead of flinging and slinging on the corner. Mm-hmm. But that's what I would like to do. Still be in that era and help in some type of way. But yeah,
I feel you on that. I think it's definitely a need for it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And that is the goal of what we are doing with Versatile Sports, Arts, and Recreation. And I want to say something about what you said about your generation, because I think for the first time, as you move further and further away from our initial time in America or slavery. I don't like to give it the
right.
I don't like to say that term. So we were never slaves. We were people who were enslaved. But anyway,
it wasn't a choice.
It's less. It definitely wasn't a choice.
It wasn't a choice.
Definitely Kanye was not a choice. But now as they're getting older, I think these generations are seeing less and less color, and they're not defining each other by the same standards. Right. More so, you know, you still have your extremists in certain areas, but you see it more in this generation where they're, you know, they're bonding and working together.
The independence for freedom.
Sure.
They're accepting each other for who they are, what they are.
And I mean, which color,
goes, well, not just that, that's sexuality and everything else.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. And a lot of that is being expressed as well. So speaking again on the plans, yeah, definitely what we're doing with Versatile Sports. And this is another reason why I have her on here today, because we want to be able to show youth is different, like you said, ways to be creative and make money and to be able to survive out here. You know, I have a friend and I went to high school from Generation X. His name is Patrice Scott. He's a multi-platinum DJ overseas. And I mean, house music. And I remember when we were in high school, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And he got his first 1200s. It was like the biggest day in his life to that point. But he took that to, like you said, DJing, and parlayed that into a lifestyle. Gary Chandler, you know, all these other guys that we grew up with. Same thing, you know what I mean? They took a tool that we did just for fun, and they
made a career out of it.
Yeah, made a career out of it. So there are other avenues. I say all that to say that. And that's what we want to do with the arts part of our nonprofit, is to show them the arts, you know, the tools of how to do it. So, you know, with that is this year I plan to reshoot both of my series and screenplays, re-upping my camera equipment, you know, so I could be on the same level as these cats that's out here to shoot. So I plan to shoot both Operation Get Money, The Legend of John Vickers, all 6 episodes. And I plan to shoot Consequences, co-written by Morgan
Bradford. What's that about, Morgan?
It's about high school students and what they go through. And, I don't really remember. I was really little.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the basis of it. It's about 4 high school kids. Actually, 4 high school girls and 4 high school boys, and the different consequences that they go through during high school. And it's not, it's real life consequences, you know, like drugs,
bullying,
teenage pregnancy, you know.
So that's exposure with, with social media and the whole deal. Okay.
That should be nice.
So, I mean, you know, yeah, so putting out there and then allowing people who, allowing to see these youth in different, and in the way they see themselves, I guess that's the best way to see. Because a lot of times when they show our representation on television, it's not how we really see ourselves.
Right.
So that we just got to be more accountable. You know what I mean? I think even with this space and time that we have here, besides for those three people who always watch us, you know, these points and these ideas can get out to a lot more masses. So that's, we got to use these platforms while we have it. Even though I'm not in my last leg of the 440 yet, you know what I mean? I'm probably the third leg, man. You know.
Lap.
I plan to be here 51 more years. That's,
and I hope to see you 50 more one year.
Yeah, well, I plan to be here.
Can see 51 more years.
For sure. Uh-huh. I hope you can be cooking then still.
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. So,
you know you got it coming, right?
Really? Just, it's going down like that?
Just
really?
Keep on.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's going to get it next weekend. Oh. Morgan won't be here.
Morgan is our number one fan. She
you ain't got to save it to the weekend?
No, I do. Oh.
You coming tomorrow?
You coming tomorrow?
Coming.
I guess you're not coming
tomorrow. He ain't coming tomorrow.
You ain't coming to my birthday party tomorrow? My day party? You not coming?
Yeah, you know I'm going to come. I'm going to slide in and slide out. There's just a couple of people I don't want to see. And I know they going to come. So I'm going to come in.
So you're not coming for them. You coming for me.
He coming for them.
Right?
No, I'm going to come and speak. Give my man a hug. Buy you a couple of drinks, and I'm going to dip out.
Okay.
So are you coming to work Monday?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm coming to work Monday.
He ain't coming to work Monday.
If he do, he going to be hung over.
I'll be all right.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to come and support you, like I always do. You know, I'm glad to see you make the 5-1, because yes. We wasn't even supposed to be get this all for what they
well,
said.
A lot of people have, haven't made it to this age or even younger ages. I've right. seen a lot of people.
Sad.
But it's great, man. It's great. I'm happy. I'm happy. I had a good day yesterday. I hung out with my cousin Rich, and we did the gentleman thing. So that was cool. That was cool.
Okay.
That was
okay.
cool. And then I went out to dinner with my daughter, my sister, and my mother.
Okay.
I ended up having to pay for it, but
on your day, huh?
What's up, lady? But they love me so much,
had to let the gentleman
do it. Yeah, you know, they always will let me be the man.
Oh,
yeah.
it wasn't ladies first at that time.
But I love them. I love them to death. We had a good time.
That's what's up.
Went out to...
priceless.
Yeah. So then the party's tomorrow, so I'm ready.
So just save it for the end. We'll be waiting to hear.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You better stop.
Add it to the list. Make a whole list so you don't forget. You know you are generation what?
X.
Oh, so you.
I don't want you to forget.
Okay.
All right. Don't forget. And he won't forget.
At all.
All right. Okay. All
right. Yeah. Yeah. Did you talk to Juan? Is Juan coming?
Yeah, Juan said he would be there as well.
Okay.
Did you just steal your baby water?
He did.
I did.
Yeah, a book.
All of it.
Not half of it, just took it off.
The whole thing. Then ask. It was just sitting there. So he like.
Yeah, she wasn't going to drink that. You know, we share. That's my child. Right. She was just sitting there. And I had to refresh mine.
Isn't it going to be watered down now?
Yeah.
It will be.
Well, take some of that Tito's back there and just put a Tito's
before
in there.
I walk out. Yep. Okay. So we still got a show going on, y'all. I don't know. Y'all talk about personal conversations, but I'm just saying.
You started it.
So there's a show. We got at least about 10 more minutes, I guess. And Dave, the engineer, is gone, so we can't even wrap up early.
So I'll say this. I'm thankful, even though I didn't know. Meeting you in this whole situation, because things do happen in divine order, and there is a purpose and a reason behind it. Mm-hmm. So my grandmother has enjoyed this for some strange reason very, very much and has harassed me about it. But
harassed you about what?
About y'all. Wow. She said Joe Mouth is hilarious. She said that he has a very nice voice. So is it...
don't tell her that.
You can see his I didn't head. Have to tell her that.
His
she was
head
listening.
Like, his head like this.
Exposure.
Yeah, so...
But tell Grandma.
Just the exposure.
Thank you. And I appreciate her.
Yeah, definitely tell her.
You going to give a shout-out to her?
For sure. No. Shout-out to Grandma.
Nope.
Shout-out to Grandma.
And she said...
We got four people listed. That's what's
good. Oh, my God.
But you know what, though? Them four people... It's going to turn to 4 million.
Well, that's cool.
Just got to keep fighting through it. We're going to be all right.
That's good. I like the outlook.
Look at the vision on him for somebody who don't play.
Right. Man. Got no ideas, but we're going to keep fighting now. Just keep fighting.
Yeah,
got
to pull through, man.
Right.
You willing to fight and pull through your Trump era?
I'm a fighter.
Oh, I'm confused.
Nah, don't be.
Don't be.
Don't be. One thing for sure and two things for certain. I'm not never a quitter. I'm always going to fight. So I can't even breathe.
Well, you ain't getting on the plane.
I ain't getting on the plane right now. The pilot might take us down.
Pilot. He might feel some type of way.
But I think it's sad, though. I really think it's sad that you get a career, you work, and you should get paid. And I think that
That's the way it goes.
Should have put a border system in with your landlord. No, pay them. Why do they have to suffer for some ignorant shit that you want done? That once you leave office, it's not involved.
Well, not even that, though. How do you put yourself in a seat and supposed to be the care and the representative for everybody and you telling them fuck them?
Well, he was saying fuck them before they put him in there.
He did, but some people wasn't hearing that part.
They heard it.
But so, if you he got so many other things going with him, you would think that he would not try to make any people have any feeling bad way about him because, you know, really, the man might go to jail. It's very, 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 very.
Do you see that happening?
No.
It probably won't happen while he's in office.
It can't happen while he's in office.
I don't see what happened when he
get
out.
And it ain't going to happen when he get out. Mm. See, here's the thing, though, Z.
I don't deny that. I don't think it. Because at some point, when you become not useful anymore, don't matter how much money you got. It don't matter how much money you got.
I believe that the position that he's been putting in, they will still not.
They're not going to do nothing.
They're not going to
do nothing. You know what, Zen? I was listening to
my hope is
Dick Gregory.
He was
talking about the two different sides of Donald Trump. And so I did a little bit of research. And like he just said, Donald Trump, every business that he ever ran,
flopped.
Yeah, 100%.
So
he had 9 bankruptcies.
So here's the thing. He don't really give a fuck about being a president. When he got in, the first thing he did was he helped them banks. And the reason why he helped the bank, because that's his bankroll.
Yeah, sure.
So he don't give a fuck about being a president. He give a fuck about doing what he got to do.
He never thought he was going to win. He's a marketing master. Yeah. He's a master marketer. He's
your R. Kelly.
All that shit, The Apprentice or whatever that show, he's running the presidency as he ran that television show. It's the same type of mentality. So, yeah, all that is true. It's no question. But the point is, he will become, what he did is wrong.
And absolutely.
At some point in time, he's going to have to be held accountable for what he done.
But I don't
all these people go start, I mean, just watch the next couple of weeks because it's always the smoke screen. When Cohen start coming on in front of Congress, and they're asking him point blank what he did. If Cohen go all the way out on the line to say exactly what he did directly for Donald Trump, it's going to be called the task.
Well, it's the same thing like when the Watergate scandal, right?
Right.
And they saying that he was going to go to jail when he beat lead the president. All they did was impeach him. He never went to jail.
No, they never said. They never brought a case against Richard Nixon he never went to trial. Richard Nixon didn't.
Did Donald Trump ain't went to trial yet?
No, not yet.
And I don't think he's going to go.
Okay. Well, I mean, we'll see. Again, I mean, Cohen don't get me just wrong. Got 3 years, right? He just got 3 years. And right now he has to go in front of Congress. That's what's coming up. I think it's this week.
This weekend.
He's speaking in front of Congress. So Congress is going to ask him directly, did he receive intelligence from Russia directly? So Cohen has already went on record and said yes. So this is what I'm saying is he was useful for a while. Trump was very useful. The main thing he was useful for is he says what they can't say. You know, they might feel it. They might want to say it. But he was that mouthpiece that he could put in front. And he say everything, you know, like you said, grab him in the crotches.
He was you.
Yeah, he was. He was you.
Saying verbally, listen. You don't bite your tongue. You don't care.
I don't grab him on the crotch.
We ain't going to talk about where you grab him. I'm just saying. Verbally, you going to say what you want to say.
Well, I'm going to say what I want to say.
Saying a lot of ignorant stuff at the same time. I mean,
let me say this to you, though. I think what he's doing is wrong. I think he should go to jail right now. But the way society works, and you got a great point, Zen. that as long as he's valuable, he won't go nowhere. Until they have no more use for him, he will. But again, he white, man. And there's two different kind of laws, white law and black law. Because all of them should have had, Cohen, all of them should have got no 3 years. He should have got 10 or 20. Because, look, okay, stop. Let's go back. Look at Kwame. Kwame couldn't have did nothing worse than what Donald Trump doing. And they gave this man 28 years.
True indeed. I understand that. I mean, I ain't arguing that point that, you know, him being white and, you know, what the laws are to black. That's no argument. If he did go to jail, it would just be
2 years, yeah, a year.
Something that would be
and separate. Then he's not going to jail.
And then the reality is he's still, what he's done by being a master promoter, he's put himself in a position where he'll be even more richer coming out of the White House. Than he was going in. So, I mean,
and that's
I
what it's all that. About.
I agree with that 100%.
But going to jail, I don't see that in his future.
No. I'm hoping.
Wishful thinking.
And that's wishful thinking.
Maybe I'm hoping. Maybe I'm looking for something that's not there.
I think they should fry his ass. I think if they gave Kwame 28, give him 56.
I don't think he can win another election, so I'm more happy with that.
You know what, though? I thought that too, Zen, but the way
these retarded
she is out here.
I don't think he can win. Not now. Not with this government going down for
as long as you'll be surprised. Retarded people, right?
You'll be surprised, man.
So I was the one who said he could win initially. I was telling people when everybody was saying that he couldn't win, that he was going to win and he had the power. But I don't see him winning.
I'm surprised I ain't the one tried to even assassinate him.
That's what I said. I'm like, you messing with his money, messing with people money. By then, when you talking about taxes, yeah, and holding off, that'd have been the gun hole to be like,
I'm surprised. Damn, ain't nobody even.
But see, the people who do the assassinating, that's his people.
His core of people.
Yeah, that's his core of people. Yeah. We don't kill nobody. Okay. We talk. We say we go, but it ain't going to be no black person that get no rifle. We just not going to do it.
No, we just going to march.
Yeah, we go march and we go complain. But those are the nutheads, and he feeds to that core. Now, you would think some of them would come under some better understanding now.
He don't give a shit.
He doesn't. He doesn't care where they go. So,
man, he don't give a fuck about nothing or nobody but himself.
So, I mean, he comes from his mind. His mindset is of that, you know, that's what he's been programmed his whole life to not care about nothing but him, you know what I mean? That he trumps is the only thing that's mattered. So you can't expect a person like that to represent the United States people, you know what I mean? He could care less.
So question, Morgan, because you have your group, what are some of the thoughts that your group or have expressed within your group?
On Donald Trump in general? Most of my group is like mainly minorities, so most of them really dislike him. But we're also like really young, so a lot of them don't understand what's happening. And like Instagram, most of us get our news from Instagram or Twitter or whatever. Right. And once someone says something, they'll be like, this president did the same thing, this president did the same thing. And that's when people start getting confused, like, what makes this one so much worse than that one? So my group is like I know I can't stand Donald Trump, but I have friends who don't understand what makes him so different than other presidents, and I have friends who just don't care at all.
Okay.
So it's like really
up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I know my 12-year-old will go on a whole tangent about that.
Your 12-year-old.
My son is very adamant about that whole situation. When the election was going on, that was very odd. You know?
Wow. But that's good. I mean, it's good to hear that they're even thinking about, you know, what's going on, because it's going to affect you. Again, most revolutions start in the youth, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So those are the ones that – how much time we there?
A couple minutes.
Okay. Yeah, so most revolutions start with you. So we're looking to you.
To fix our shit.
Yeah, to fix our shit.
To make a change.
To fix our shit.
Break the chain.
Try my hardest.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey, Zen.
No pressure from your daddy.
Right.
Hey, Zen.
I just wanted to go to Howard and
only go to Howard. That's all right. You just put it out there. What school?
Oh, I took her to the campus. I'm trying to brainwash her the best way I can. I'm working as hard as I can.
So just when she goes to sleep, just put Howard on her head.
And all those Law and Order episodes we used to watch.
Chung chung.
Watched it every
day. I was getting her into that lawyer mode. We was talking about them cases. See, so it's coming. It's coming around, baby.
That's a good profession.
Well, that's okay, because when you hit the lawyer end, I'll be more than seasoned in for the mental health, so you can call in the expert.
Yeah. I used to want to be a psychiatrist.
Say something with your season. Yep, you'd be good. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. You make sure you be seasoned. Make sure you get that dinner together. Because that's what you're going to be selling.
She was talking. Let Morgan talk.
I used to be in the mental health thing. Like, I wanted to be a psychiatrist for a really long time.
But your dad changed that thought.
Keep the lawyer.
Yeah. It's a lot of money being a lawyer.
It is.
A lot of money being a lawyer.
Well, on the defense side, not so much the prosecution side.
Yeah, defense, for sure. Mm. Trust me, I know.
You would know, huh?
Yeah, I gave them a lot of money. Hey, Zen, did you know in 68 that Dick Gregory ran for president?
I did know that.
And did you know they gave him 9 million votes when they messed the machine up?
They gave him 9 million votes?
Out of Philadelphia. Mm.
Do you know that I met Dick Gregory?
Yeah, I know that. And I didn't know that Dick Gregory was so profound.
Man, Dick Gregory the man.
Yeah. I like Dick Gregory. He had a lot of knowledge and a lot of information to show where he got it from. But he was saying that back in 68, things were running against Nixon.
68, that's what Nixon ran.
He said that if they could get him 9 million votes and he know they messed the machine up and they thought Sandy was crazy, what you think they did with the Trump situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, because a lot of people don't believe that it was a boot. But, you know.
Feet in the machine.
It's always something. It's whatever they want it to be. Yeah. So, I mean, understand that. I mean.
But that's why you have so many people who don't want to vote.
Yeah, so, understandably so. I can understand a lot of their arguments on, you know, whether they should participate or not. I think the most important politics, in my opinion, it's local politics. I think you have more
poor
direct effect
in city. Yeah, and that's why I think the vote count.
Yeah, I think that's where you need the right people to represent, which you on a national level, federal level, whatever. It's,
but
you know, it's hit or miss. But at the same time, you know, you just got it's the people who I support people who represent your causes. I mean, you know, if you understand, I vote Democrat because Democrats, they support my causes. I work in schools. I work with nonprofits. I work it. So they go for more profit. If I work. Okay. All right. We good? Wrap it.
Yeah, there's another show coming in. Yeah.
All right. So we about to wrap this up. Any last words? Last words. Thank you.
Thank you, Morgan.
Thank you.
You'll be back.
Thanks for having me.
You'll be our resident youth, you know, on this. You know, we won't want you to come back too much because we black can't talk.
You can come back whenever you want to. I enjoy it.
Come back.
Right. Please come back.
All right. Thanks a lot for watching the Flavor Show. We'll see you next week.
Out.
All right.